Assad addressed his country over the weekend in a speech at the Damascus Opera House that afterward saw him swarmed with supporters. Assad's message called for peace, but UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon expressed disappointment in a statement saying that Assad's proposals didn't go far enough.
The speech rejected the most important element of the Geneva communique of the 30th of June 2012, namely a political transition and the establishment of a transitional governing body with full executive powers that would include representatives of all Syrians.
Ban's statement, including terms like political transition and transitional governing body, seemed to echo a Western call for regime change in Syria. When asked for clarification, Nasser Ki was not prepared to go that far.
I think we've made it clear that this process must be Syrian-led and Syrian-owned. And it's for the people of Syria to decide the future leadership of the country.
Regional neighbors such as Qatar and Saudi Arabia have paid lip service to Syrian ownership of the process, while at the same time admittedly funneling guns and money into Syria to the militant opposition groups working there. Assad, in his speech, asked for an end to such gun and cash smuggling as a precursor to talks. Now, Assad is far from alone in his request that the gun smuggling cease. He's joined by UN Special Envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, and Ban Ki-moon, both of whom have said that further militarization of the process will likely be tragic and there can be no military solution. Russia's stance on the whole affair is far less confusing than the UN's, calling for much less foreign intervention and a stop to further militarization of the fight. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met with Brahimi just before New Year's, and afterward Lavrov repeated his concern that many of the smuggled-in guns are going to terrorists.
It's vital to stop activities that result in a fast and dangerous militarization of the conflict. We are very much concerned that terrorist networks, including groups linked to Al-Qaeda, have stepped up their activity inside Syria and are exploiting the lack of stability in their own interests. We are concerned, like Mr. Brahimi, that the situation on the ground is turning into a sectarian conflict.
The United Nations has called for a further militarization of the conflict as well. Some experts say that when the UN issues statements that seem to call for the sitting Syrian president to step down, however, it adds fuel to a fire that continues to claim thousands of civilian lives. Hank Flynn, Press TV, New York.